finances. This is John with Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Sunita, it's Julian.
Yes, I'm Julian. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. Just got your email.
Yeah. Can you hold this second for me? Just 1 second.
Oh, yeah. All right. When's it good? Yeah, no problem. Hey, I'm going to call back, but can you also give me an email I can reach him at? Yep. Yep. So Tony, Tony at B and D and
how business is going.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. That's why I read it back to you. So, yeah, it's all good, brother. So Tony at B and D and E. Okay. So. Perfect. I got it. Perfect. And then that's .com or .net?
Have a great day.
Perfect. All right, brother. Have a great day.
Hey, this message is for Jeff. Jeff's Nico over here at the Bank of Cardiff. Sorry, I'm going to get this afternoon, but I'm going to follow up on a finance offer that we extended out to the business. Looks like it was up 2.5 weeks ago. We actually had you guys pre-approved for $200,000. You know, I was hoping I maybe had a chance to look it over. Desk or anything like that, but of course, there's probably a bunch of these things start to pile up on your desk, send us an awesome amount. Anyways, a little background on us. We're a private health business thing that appears in San Diego, California. We actually
hello.
Hi there.
Yes, I did, and thank you for holding.
Not a problem.
Okay, yeah. Actually, I received your email that somebody's going to come for the inspection, but I believe the whomever the inspector was, he was already there before that. And we didn't know that somebody's coming for the inspection. He was at the location, but I think he wanted some other financial questions. He asked my employees, which obviously they refused to answer those questions.
Right, right. Okay, so you think they already came out?
Yeah, they already actually came out even before you emailed me.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I got your email at like 3:39, and they were at my location around 3:27, 3:28. I mean, by the time you emailed me, they had already left because my employee, he called me, and
gotcha.
I was like, he's like, there's a state inspector here, and he's asking for a bunch of questions. I'm like, yeah, don't answer anything. Tell them to call me if they have any questions.
Yeah, of course not. Did they call you though before? They should have called before that.
Actually, they did call the home number, but remember I was telling you that we were going out, so if you need something,
yes.
They didn't find before.
Yes.
But he did call the home number. And we were actually at the doctor's place, so there was one call in on the phone, but inside we didn't take any call unless, like, my employee called me 3 times, and I'm like, maybe something emergency at the store. So I came out and called him, and he's like, he's a guy, he wants some information about the business. And I'm like, no, unless somebody calls me, don't give any information.
Right. No, of course not. I wouldn't either. Sorry it happened like that. Are you able to call them?
I called the inspector back, and so this guy was nasty. He's like, oh, I already sent the report to the inspection company, so you talk to them. And I don't know who the inspection company is now. He said he just worked for that inspection company, so maybe you want to check with the inspection company if they got the satisfactory report or no.
Yeah, let me check with my funding department, and I'll have them contact them and see what's going on. I'll call you back, okay? I'm leaving in a couple hours, but I'll get back to you before I leave for sure.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, thanks, Anita.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.